Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Number one, good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm up this morning.
Good morning.
Don't say that.
What should I say?
Good night. It's National Opposite Day.
Is it day or night?
Black is white. Good is evil.
And evil becomes good.
I'm going to do the exact opposite to you.
What is happening right now, huh?
This whole thing fast act.
I thought today was opposite day.
Hey, opposite is opposite.
It's opposite day.
Happy opposite.
Opposite day.
It's showtime.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty, or should I say the Carla and Mike show, along with our producer, yes. Executive,
yes.
Morty.
That's right. Okay. There you go. I know.
National Opposite Day today.
Yes, it is.
Show number 2271, or I don't even know. I couldn't keep that up.
71, yeah.
Yeah.
2271.
Okay.
Or if you're doing opposites, it's show number 1722,
okay.
I guess.
Tuesday morning.
How quickly she did that. Good thing it was an easy one to turn around.
And what is it next month? 2/22/22?
I know. I have a
people
getting married, I think, on that day.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Once in a lifetime.
I know.
So, yeah, it's Tuesday morning, National Opposite Day today. So, I don't know what you do.
Yeah.
Channel 3 weather, sunshine today. Going to be nice. Maybe a little breezy at times. Highs in the low 60s, upper 50s tomorrow, but it's going to be nice all week. So, we'll take that. 45 right now.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I think we all fall into this. The most common food-related arguments that couples have. What groceries to buy, what to cook for dinner. One of us screwed up the recipe. Things like that. My partner doesn't cook as often as I'd like them to.
Mm-hmm.
Number one argument is where to go to eat. We all do that. Maybe you don't argue, but Angie and I go through, where do you want? I don't care. Where do you want to go? Well, no, I don't care. Yeah, but you do care. So that's why I'm asking you. I know, but I don't care. But no, where do we want to go? Ah, we do it all the time. I think most couples do that. Doesn't matter, you know?
When Jody and I go through that.
Yeah.
And I'll say, you know what? You pick. I really don't care.
I know where you're going.
And then she'll say, no, why don't you pick? And I'll say a place.
Yeah.
And right then she'll go, is that really where you want to go?
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Well, why do you do that? Yes. I said it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, it's not really where I wanted to go. You said to choose a place. I picked a place.
Right.
Why? Yes. No, I don't want to go there.
Yeah. I know. I do the same, but it's more the, no, you pick. No, I want you to pick. And then Andrew will say somewhere. It's like, I don't want to go there.
He just went there.
Oh, okay. Well, then you pick. No, I don't want to pick. You pick. I just did. Okay.
Just put some frozen nuggets in the oven.
Can I just do something here now? Make some pasta?
Yeah, some pasta.
God. By now, we all know what we can do to protect ourselves from COVID. Get the shots, wear the mask, social distancing. Well, new research shows, I don't know if I believe it, but I'm working on the hypothesis that drinking red wine might reduce your chances of contracting COVID.
Wow.
Yeah. I know.
Well, you were way ahead of the...
Thank you, Mike. Way ahead of the game. Yeah.
The research.
Well, yeah. I've been in my own studies in my lab checking things out.
Well, I'll ask. Have you ever had COVID?
Well, I haven't. No, I haven't. So I'm very, very lucky. I really
am. You tell
me. Well, they say people who consumed 5 or more glasses of red wine a week, so you're drinking a bottle at least a week, had a 17% lower risk of catching the virus. So I'm going to keep on the research in my lab and let everybody know, you know, if it's working. But I will do the research for you. If you'd like to join me in your findings.
This weekend.
By God, yes, that's right.
Or even later today.
Yes, let me know. And if you are playing Wordle, it is all the craze right now. I posted something on our website with some new ones. They're spinoffs. Like knockoffs. And just so you know, there's one called, it's called Absurdle, and it's harder. There's some that are much harder if this is too easy. There's one, Morty, called Swerdle, which is Wordle, but it has four-letter words, like real four-letter words that you have to solve those puzzles. There's all sorts of them out there, and actually, they're really interesting, a lot of them. So I posted that article on our website, so take a look at it. If you are a Wordle fanatic, which Wordle is Spanish for let me tell you about CrossFit without telling you about CrossFit. Oh, my God, with the Wordle. I mentioned it on Facebook Live. I'm playing Wordle. Okay, all right, settle down with the Wordle, people.
I got it in three tries today.
There you go, because that's what I hear all day. I got it three tries. I got it in five tries. What's that?
This will all keep Morty very busy this morning.
With an M. With an M. Yeah. Starts with M, there's a K. There's a whatever. Oh, Lordy. It is Tuesday. A few things you absolutely should know.
Last night, first road game in a while for the VGK. They were in D.C. taking on the Caps, and here's the one highlight.
Long drive, Howard, rebound, there it is. Stuffed home from point blank.
That's it.
Okay, that was it.
Clearly, that it wasn't our announcers. But, you know, like we say, all we have to do is score one more goal than they do.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's what we did. It was 1-0. Which was pretty interesting, and so we pick up the win next game today, later today.
You call that uneventful. I call that a win.
Mm-hmm.
That's a point.
Just right there.
Long drive, Howard, rebound, there it is. Stuffed home from point blank.
All right, so.
Boom.
A lot happened in that game, though.
Well, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it was entertaining.
It was.
Yeah.
It was a good game, but right. We'll take the win later today, 4 o'clock, puck drop, Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
We take on the Hurricanes.
Cool.
So let's see if we can get another road win. Go Knights, go. And let's see if you can get a win with a Sinclair Visa gift card. All you have to do is watch Superman and Lois Tuesday nights on the CW. We'll tell you how to win that in about 6-7 minutes from now. Here you go. All week long, you have a chance to win a $50 Visa gift card from Sinclair from the CW just for watching Superman and Lois, which is on tonight, by the way.
Good, good.
So we did it yesterday. We're going to do it again. We'll give you a synopsis of a show like you would see in the TV guide or in the info area of your guide on TV. And you simply tell us the name of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is.
That simple. Are you ready for it?
Yep.
All right. Hold on. Let me bring it back up here then. A show about a coffee shop taking breaks and an unrealistic expectation of New York apartments.
Okay.
Okay.
From that, can you tell us the TV show we're talking about?
Yes. Tell me what show I am talking about.
All right. Caller number 972-739-9636. We'll put a $50 Visa gift card in your pocket from the CW. Once again, here are the clues.
A show, it's about a coffee shop taking breaks and unrealistic expectations of New York apartments.
Can you figure out the name of the show? Starting with caller number 9. Good luck. Carla Scott's on the phone. Scott, can you identify the name of that show that Carla described?
I believe that's Friends.
Yes,
it is. Good job, Scott. Good job. Yes, that's right. Coffee shop, taking breaks, and unrealistic expectations of New York apartments. Yes.
How did they afford that apartment?
I believe they mentioned it.
They couldn't afford it. Not a coffee shop.
No. You know what? I believe that it was the first episode they addressed it, and it was Monica's grandmother's.
Oh.
And it was rent controlled. So that means the rent stays reasonable if it's passed down. If,
well, how did the guys afford the other apartment right across
theirs was dumpy, though.
Oh,
theirs was small and dumpy. Remember when they won the girls' apartment?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the good news is you got the $50 Visa gift card from the CW. Just watch Superman and Lois tonight on the CW. Scott, hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
just reading here, and I texted you over the weekend and was wondering about, you know, after Meatloaf had passed away, what was it, on Thursday?
Right.
I said, what do you expect the music to do? How much do you think sales are going to increase and stuff like that?
I didn't think it'd go up quite this much, but man.
This is pretty amazing. His streams rose over 4,600%. Nothing compared to his sales. Now, check this out. Album sales jumped by over or close to 19,000%. And song sales skyrocketed by almost 34,000%.
Okay.
Now, thanks to that little bump, Meatloaf's classic 77 debut album, Bat Outta Hell, could actually end up in the top 10. On the Billboard 200.
Don't doubt that. Yeah, I don't doubt that for a minute.
So, and we normally see this.
Yeah.
You know, when Prince died.
Right.
Same thing. Freddie Mercury. Same thing with Queen.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it was close to these numbers.
I've been hearing people play a lot of Meatloaf now, and now I'm sick of Meatloaf.
Okay.
Now I'm sick of Meatloaf. It's like, why?
You're already over it.
You didn't play that much Meatloaf before.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
And I have to play this for you, Carla. This is the Queensguard. They're the band that is kitty-corner to the Palace.
Right.
And I think it's every day. It might be a couple of times a week. The band strolls out to go over to the Palace from the bookstall over there. And every once in a while, you think they're going to play all this royal music.
Right.
I know when I had the chance to go to London, they did the stripper thing, the stripper song.
The stripper song.
Everybody's going, oh, my God. Well, in a tribute to Meatloaf, this is what they played the other day. Big royal guardsman band dressed up, you know, with the big furry hats and stuff.
It's very cool. I like that. I like it a lot.
There you go. That's them paying tribute to Meatloaf.
That's awesome.
Over in London, England. All right. I'm just looking for some input here this morning. We were talking about this yesterday. I was talking to our grandson. And I guess he was having a tough day. I asked, what's the problem? He wouldn't say. His mother, my daughter, said somebody picked on him because of his hair.
Okay. And
I said, because of his hair?
Because of his cut? Is it a cut?
No, it's just...
All right.
And I said... They are, aren't they?
He's dumb.
So a couple of days later, not to make him feel like his mom told me and I went right to him, I said, hey, I heard somebody said something about your hair. He goes, yeah. I said, listen, let me tell you something. Let me show you pictures of Papa's hair when I was in school. And people used to make fun of me all the time with the big fro.
Right.
And then I started thinking, I said, so don't let it bother you. Just, you know, there's nothing wrong with your hair.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And don't worry about it. Just let it roll off your back.
Yeah, thanks, Papa. You don't have to go to school.
And that's what I was thinking. As I walked away, I go, you know what? He's probably looking at me going, yeah, thanks. But you're not the one that goes to school.
Yeah.
And then after I thought that, I go, well, so really? Is there anything I could have said or anybody could have said?
Yeah, we were all talking about this yesterday, about some very personal things. Morty, you two, and me, and I was a fat kid, and I was picked on, you know, a lot, though I would throw the humor at him.
Yeah.
But my mom, God love my mother. You know what, honey? They're just jealous. Well, thank you. What are they jealous of? Hold on. Hold on a second. Yeah, they're just jealous. That's why people pick on you. And, you know, my parents were such great. They were. They were so cool. And I thought, well, they must be jealous. I don't know. I guess they're jealous. I don't know.
So did that work for you? So the next day when you went to school?
When I was younger, it did. As I got older, it was like, well, you people are really disgusting. I can't. Well, come on. Come on. Ah. Yes. But You know, and also that my grandmother was kind of the, you know, you need to be bigger than them. So what if they say it, basically? So what?
But that's what we always tell our kids. You have to be bigger. They're jealous.
Now it matters. But I don't think when you're a kid, it matters because you're so far removed from them. I don't even think it's not going to help if Kelly tells them. I don't think.
And you're the one that's not going to school. I have to go to school.
Right. I'm the one that has to endure this kind of torture.
So you can tell me anything you want.
Yeah.
But it's not going to help me.
Right.
I mean, I appreciate it, I guess. I don't know.
No, you're right. You don't even know what Darlene did to me. That's a whole other show. But,
really?
Oh, I can't with Darlene.
Well, then after what we heard Morty went through.
Yeah, I know.
And what happened to the guy that bullied you?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a whole other show, Morty. Only Morty's, by the way, the guy you'll never believe what happened to me.
Right.
He's that guy.
How many other parents go through this where you talk to your kids and then you think, well, I talked to them, but I don't know if it does any good. I don't know if it helps them.
Yeah. Is there a piece of advice that your parents gave you that stuck with you? And maybe it didn't at the time, but now it's stuck with you.
Yeah.
And you really, you know,
you
kind of go back now and it's there, you know?
So you find out your kid's getting picked on at school, and as a parent, you try and give them the pep talk. Hey, listen, just don't let it bother you. Be bigger than that.
Yeah.
It's his problem, not yours.
Right.
And as you think you're helping the kid out, and you really do, I'm sure the kid's thinking, well, yeah, but you don't go to school.
Yeah, you don't have to go there tomorrow, okay? You don't know.
Rick's on the phone. Rick, what do you do?
There's not a lot you can do, but you should do one of two things. Number one is do something funny. Send him to school with, like, a bald head cap on or something like that. Or give a 101 class with Carla in comedy.
There you go.
Right?
You're all jealous.
Yes. It's part of the reason I started doing it, because if I could throw little barbs at them, they would back off.
And that's what your parents told you.
Yes, you know what? Because I've been called worse by better. Mm-hmm. Okay? Wait, what? Oh, ew. Oh, my God. Shannon said my mom used to tell me that only you, Shannon, can allow yourself to feel a certain way. So if they make you feel bad, you're allowing yourself to feel bad. Don't feel bad. Don't give them the power.
That's what her parents would tell
her. That's what her parents would tell her. She said it didn't do much at the time. Now it does a whole lot.
Yeah, but when you're 9 or 10, you go, what does that even mean?
Right. Well, Tim said my dad always used to tell me it's a lot easier to stay out of trouble than it is to get out of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So
I like that.
That's good advice, actually, as you get older. Mm-hmm. Really good advice.
All right. Loretta, what about you?
They had told me, you know, because when you're dating and, you know, you have breakups, they said, Loretta, you're going to kiss a lot of toads before you meet your Prince Charming.
I love that. And didn't we, Loretta? Didn't we?
But it was good advice because, you know, it's true. You're going to meet a lot of boys that may not work out, and eventually you'll meet the one.
That's right.
But it was good advice.
I just remember, you know, growing in that third, fourth, fifth grade area.
Right.
Which is the toughest, I think, sometimes. You know, you get picked on or whatever, and your parents try to be there for you.
Yes.
And they tell you stuff, but like we have said before, you look as a kid, you look at them and you go, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Right. Okay, thanks.
That doesn't help
me. All right, thanks, Dad. Yeah, and you're right. You reach a certain age where now you're becoming an adult, and it's like, oh, geez, what do you guys even know? You don't even know. Mm-hmm. When you're a kid, I think up till, like you say, maybe you're 5, 6, 7 even. It's like, okay, I'm buying it. And then, you know, after that, they're not buying it, you're selling. They're just not. They are just not.
The kid turns around, rolls his eyes like, really? Well, that helps. Yeah. Can't wait to go back to school tomorrow.
Oh, man.
Do you want me to show up?
Yeah.
No.
Because then there are those kids. I just said I'm just not going back.
Yeah.
No, but you kind of have to go back.
I don't know.
You know?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
tough being a kid. Talking about that advice you got as a kid from your parents, getting picked on at school. You always looked at them and said, yeah, well, that's not going to help me. It was always the brothers or sisters that actually gave the better advice, for example.
Yeah, Adrian said, I was really, really short as a child. I took a lot of bullying over it. My older sister taught me something. Turned out to be quite valuable. She told me, when somebody's bullying you, try to get them when they're alone. Then attack like a spider monkey. No witnesses. Nobody's going to believe them. She said it worked.
Yeah.
I love
that
it.
That seems to be better advice for a kid or as a kid getting advice than let it roll off your back. They're going to forget about it. You're going to forget about it.
Now, there are the people who also stand up for the ones being bullied. That was my niece Angela was that person. One of our listeners, Pam, said, I grew up in a small town, so I didn't have much experience with bullies. Everyone knew everyone. Everybody's parents knew, you know, everybody else's parents. She said, I wasn't a lot of help in situations like that with my kids, but I did have one son who stood up for the littler kids, the ones who were being picked on. Good for you. Yeah. Bully right back, right? I'm not giving that advice. I'm just saying some kids do that.
When I was a sophomore in high school and that girl who was a senior stood up for me.
The girl who helped
Mike. Oh, my God. Now, it didn't hurt that our head football coach, or I think it was the head football coach or basketball coach, that was his kid.
Right.
So that didn't hurt, but give me some cred, you know, in the halls.
Yeah, what was her name, Mike?
Pam.
Pam, yeah.
Pam Sheets.
Dude, Pam stuck up for you? What? Yeah, I told her not to, but she, you know...
That'll give you a little tip of the iceberg of my high school career right there, okay?
You were so bullied.
Channel what? Sorry.
Go, get him, Pam! Yeah. Get him! Please, Pam!
That was an
hilarious.
Idiot.
No,
fro. Channel 3 weather, sunshine today with the highs in the low 60s. Upper 50s tomorrow. Going to be nice. It's nice outside. Maybe a little breezy, but 49 now.
All right, are we ready?
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Don't make me call Pam over here. I will.
I've got my pick, man. I will so pick it out with you.
It's plastic.
Oh, my gosh. This is sad and good, I guess. LAPD reportedly moving the homeless people safely out of the vicinity of SoFi Stadium, you know, ahead of the Super Bowl. They want to clear it out. And, you know, so they actually thought they were moving a homeless person. It was Aaron Rodgers just hanging around.
Whoa.
Oh, cut that hair, Aaron. Just cut your hair now. Some say Tom Brady, I don't believe this for a minute, may have played his last game for Tampa Bay. That I seriously doubt. I don't believe he'll retire anytime soon. That'd be some pretty big Ugg boots to fill if he did. So let that go for now, people. Netflix making another season, Morty, I'm sure you know this, of Squid Game. Mm-hmm. The show is just huge. I mentioned they have a lot of Korean programming lined up. So I guess this time they go down if they don't get the Wordle in like 3 tries or something. Jeez, gah. Will Arnett, this sounds fun. Will Arnett, formerly of SNL, he has a new Netflix comedy. It's called Murderville. And it features celebrity guest stars who are not given a script ahead of time. They get the script when they do the show. Sharon Stone, Conan O'Brien, Ken Jeong, some of the people that are doing it. I think that sounds really fun. Peter Dinklage, not happy. He says it's very hypocritical that Disney is remaking Snow White with, you know, a Latina lead. Very cool. But he said there's still, you know, the flipping backward story about 7 dwarves living in a cave together. Have I done nothing to educate you people? He's mad. And I, you know, I get it.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan sold his entire music catalog to Sony. He did it. Reportedly paid between $150 and $200 million dollars for that. I hope he included the lyrics because people, good luck.
Can you transcribe this?
I don't know what he's saying here. Did he send the lyrics? He did not. Okay. Oh, my Lord. And Wheel of Fortune had to apologize to Benedict Cumberbatch. The answer, he was the answer to a puzzle. His name But Pat Sajak didn't know who he was, and he said it on the air. I don't know who that is. So he had to apologize to him. He felt like he should.
Right.
I'm sure if he saw him, he would know who he is. I don't know if everybody knows who he is just by his name. They should, however.
Now, luckily, I know who that is.
Yes.
But I'm like that. There's a lot of, well, you know them, too. I mean,
I think we all are to a degree, too. It's like, wait, which one is that one? Hold on. But, yes. Except for Morty, probably not. But, yeah. So, I mean, but, you know, he is an easy one to remember. I mean, put that name with that face and boom. But it's Pat. So, God, I can't wait to get on Wheel of Fortune. It is indeed Tuesday for now. That is my take.
With Betty White dying just a couple of weeks ago, she almost reached 100. Here's a woman, a great-great-grandmother, Ruth. Had a birthday in December. When somebody told her how old she wasn't buying it. She's 110.
Oh, my gosh.
And I guess this is her great-great-granddaughter trying to tell her, Grandma, you're 110. Listen to this.
Get older on your birthday.
Yes. How old are you?
I have no idea.
110.
What?
110 years old.
10.
110.
I don't believe that.
No, you look like you're 21.
Why, sure.
And just as beautiful as ever.
Why, sure.
Yes.
I love that. Oh, my God. How old am I?
I love.
What?
Yeah, I love the cadence of her granddaughter trying to talk to her.
And just as beautiful as ever.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm not buying it either.
Oh, my gosh. No kidding.
I'm how old? Nope, I don't think so.
Do that again.
Hold on, here it is.
I love the...
Get older on your birthday.
Yes, how old are you?
I have no idea.
110.
What?
110 years old.
10.
110.
I don't believe that.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. I do not believe that at all. That is too cute. But she did go originally 10. Yes, yeah. Graham, you're 10. You're 10 years old.
110.
That begs that question. Do you want to live that long? I don't know if I want to live that long.
I don't think my kids want me to live that long.
Well, there you go. Right?
Tickets for Lionel Richie. Tell you how to win them here in about 6-7 minutes from now. All this week, you have a chance to win tickets for Lionel Richie over at the Wynn Encore Theater. So this morning, we're going to play the beginning of 3 Lionel Richie songs.
Okay.
And in order, if you can identify all 3 by title in order, starting with caller number 9, you are a winner. Here are all 3 songs. That's it.
Okay.
All right. Work on that. Figure it out. If you can name all 3 songs in order by just those clips, starting with caller number 9 at 702-739-9636, you have a pair of tickets for Lionel Richie.
Got to do it again.
Here it is. Good luck. Giving away those tickets for Lionel Richie over at the Wynn Resort Encore Theater. Here you go. From the beginning of all 3 songs, identify the title in order. All right, if you could do it, you're a winner. Here are the songs. Carla, we have Scott on the phone. He has figured out this 3-song medley from just the beginning of 3 Lionel Richie songs.
Okay.
Scott, go ahead. In order.
Oh, God.
Yes, Scott.
Scott.
Today.
Work on it and call back.
Yes.
Teresa, go ahead. Do it.
My love. Hello. And endless love.
No. Brian, go ahead. Do it.
All right. I'll take a shot at this. Still. Hello. And sail on.
No. All right. Well, work on it.
It's a tough one. Yeah.
Here it is. One more time. All 3 songs by title in order. If you think you can do it right now, 702-739-9636. Good luck. You know, this might be harder than we thought because
I know it.
Lionel Richie has so many great ballads.
Mm-hmm.
So here are the 3 intros. And all you have to do do is identify the song, songs by their title in order.
Right.
All right, now Kanae's on the phone. Kanae, go ahead, give it a shot.
Three Times a Lady, Hello, and Running with the Night.
Wow, two out of three.
Two out of three.
Dawn, go ahead, give it a shot, Dawn.
Why not? Let's go with Endless Love, Hello, and Dancing on the Ceiling.
No.
No.
Man. All right, here you go. One more time. If you think you can identify all three songs, Kanae was pretty close.
Yes.
Had two out of three.
No.
Still looking for a winner, 702-739-9636. Good luck. Let's play those three intros again to Lionel Richie songs. Now, Steve is on the phone, Carla. Steve thinks he knows all three songs. Go ahead, Steve.
Truly, Hello, Running with the Night.
Yes!
Boom! You got it, Steve!
Woo-hoo!
Nice!
Boy, oh boy, everybody was so close.
Well, the beginning of Truly sounds like Hello. That's what's confusing these
Sounds things. Like, yeah, a lot of them. Actually, a lot of the ballads he did, yes.
Steve, you're going to see Lionel Richie, Wynn Resort, Encore Theater, during his first set of runs there. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up the tickets. By the way, for everybody else, you can still register a second chance to win on our contest page at 96.3 KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
KLZ.com.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Limo with a stripper pole mounted outside on the trunk crashed into a creek in Kentucky over New Year's. This goes back to over New Year's. It was impounded, so the owner is raising money to get it back. And so far, he's been online trying to raise money to get his truck out or his car out
okay.
with a stripper pole on the trunk.
Yeah.
He's raised about $115.
Okay, well.
I don't know.
Gotta try. Jeez.
I don't know how much further he has to go, but that's how far he's gone.
Oh, my gosh.
And guys, listen up. Don't do this. A 19-year-old guy in England says he doesn't have any nipples anymore after accepting a dare, a double dog dare that involves spraying them with two full cans of Lynx body spray.
Which is Axe body spray, actually, here.
He says the cold froze them, then his friend flicked them, and they broke right off.
This is when he was 15. So, yeah. Yeah, it's when he's 15. So he's been 4 years with no nipples. Yeah, that's great. I saw a picture of them. They're brown. It's gross.
So,
dude. But he thinks it's funny now.
If you're dating this kid and it's the first time you're together, takes off his shirt.
I'm sorry, Skippy, you did what? Okay, yeah.
Do you drop them like that, or do you say, please. Oh, that's kind of cool?
Check, please. No, it's not. It's stupid. Even at 15, it's dumb, you big dummy. Oh, my God.
And so you drop them just for that.
They sprayed it upside down, too. It's not spraying it upright how you're supposed to spray it.
Oh.
It's more pressurized.
Right.
But if you spray a whole freaking can, it's still going to be. It's like you're spray air. You don't just keep holding it.
And then.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Then no more nipples.
And why on earth anyone is using Axe to begin with? Oh, that stuff's just gross.
Okay, well, we learn something every day about Carla.
Oh, yes, I know. She's got a lot of opinions. We found that out. I just love this story. A guy in Australia texted his neighbor to see if he'd take his garbage can out for him.
Uh-huh.
You know, take it to the street. Well, his neighbor just took it out. He took it out on the town. He drove all over town with it, took pictures of his garbage at the beach, getting a massage. He took his garbage can everywhere. and sent them to him. Yes, he said, I meant to the street. That's all. Yeah. It's garbage day.
Okay.
And this story, wow, 67-year-old man in Kosovo showed up at a hospital. He was having he had groin pain and some swelling for about 10 years. Doctors thought, well, it's probably a hernia. We'll take care of that. Turned out, no, not to be a hernia. It was a uterus. What? Yeah. When they went to go
listen
do
to
the,
Morty.
The,
whoa.
Yeah. Well, Morty, it doesn't happen to just anyone. Wait, that's not a hernia? No, they found a uterus. They found all sorts of female parts in one ovary. Turns out he was born with both male and female organs.
Oh, my God.
And they never knew. And this is very rare. Very, very rare. He's doing fine now. But that'll throw off your vacation. I'm telling you right now. I am so sorry. I thought I was coming in for a hernia. And I'm sorry. What? Okay. All right.
Let's just spray some Axe spray on that.
Yeah, and just break it off. There you go. That's just fine. It's Tuesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start that workday off on a little more positive note. Sponsored by Sky Diamonds, your premier diamond destination. Kind of a sweet story, boy, I'll tell you. 6-year-old in Alabama. His name is Caden Reed. He got a hero's welcome from his local fire department after he got home from the hospital last week. Why was he in the hospital? Because he ran out into the street to save his little sister from being hit by a car. He got hit instead. He's doing okay. Everything's good.
Mm-hmm.
The firefighter showed up at his house the next day to thank him for being so brave. They gave him a tour of their truck. They let him sit up front. He decided to wear his Superman Halloween costume for the occasion.
Wow.
I love that.
You know what? You do that, you can wear anything you want.
No kidding.
That is
so
awesome. Not awesome, but
no,
it's
but
great.
What a brother. What a big brother.
Very
man.
Brave.
Oof.
Well, if you have a feel-good story, go ahead, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, sponsored, as always, by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop. Porta Subs, order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. That about does it for us. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll keep you company throughout the workday. Otherwise, have a great day. We're back tomorrow, so be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.